I believe, Debbie Hogg, is this Veterans Honor Flight number 7?
Yes, it is, Kent.
Well, man, so I'm excited. It is an exciting time. This is going to be such a big thing, and last year we could not do it. We've gotten the green light for it tomorrow. What time does Veterans Honor Flight number 7 take off tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, they leave at 6. Now, all these veterans are coming really early in the morning, and we're so excited about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it starts early, and all of us are going to be there early to welcome them in as they start to get ready and board the planes.
So, yeah.
What an exciting time.
It is.
Yeah, and it's been 2 years.
Oh, I know. Evan Youngblood joins me as well. And Evan, real quick, because you're like the airplane expert here. I'm just being honest. What kind of plane are they flying out on? It's a big plane,
right? It's a big plane. Yeah, yeah. We're doing a 737. And so it's 183 people going with us. 87 of those are veterans.
Mm.
About 80 of them are guardians that are there to take care of the veterans during the day. But it's a big show. So we charter that aircraft into Veterans Airport here in Marion, and we're going to D.C. We're going to fly into Reagan. It takes 4 buses to take all of us around D.C. all day long.
So. Evan, when they get to Washington, D.C., I mean, they get like the express lane to the monuments and the places,
Absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. First of all, we've got too much to do to waste any time. So we do things very, very, very quickly. Our bus drivers are partners in this to get us around traffic in D.C. D.C. has a little more traffic than we have on Route 13 here.
Just
a little, so we have to worry about that. It is a first-class day for them.
Yeah.
We put a lot of logistic planning into this. We don't stop all day long. We're going to try to see as much in D.C. as we possibly can and before we get back here to Marion.
You guys are very passionate about this. And honestly, this is what it's all about. It is our nation's true heroes, our veterans, and they roll out the red carpet for these folks. And Debbie, it is just great to see people doing things. And then this welcome home celebration we're going to talk about, it is kind of a goosebump thing to see these guys come home.
Absolutely, it is. And, every flight, the welcome home is a little different, only because you get to see the different faces and the different reactions that the veterans have. And we're going through just incredible journey with all of our communities here and being able to send our heroes to Washington to see all the memorials, to be able to visit that and do. But when they come home and see their community, all of these people standing there waiting to welcome them home, how exciting is that? That they can look out the window and see the support and the gratitude, the appreciation for what they sacrificed, what their families sacrificed this. And it's amazing to see all the young and old, from the very youngest to the oldest, holding signs and cheering and thanking them. Amazing. It's just absolutely amazing to see them all lined up and waiting to welcome them.
Well, I can only imagine, Evan, like for the veterans themselves, they've spent the whole day in Washington, but when they come home, it's like, boy, they really get something out of that too.
Yeah, that's something very, very special. I mean, we have to remember that a lot of these guys, when they served, when they came home, there wasn't a welcome.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything going on. We hear stories of these guys coming home after being overseas and serving for years in many cases, and coming home and just going back to work. And some folks, especially the Vietnam era veterans, may have come home to a negative reception.
Sure.
And we want to fix that.
Yeah.
And when we talk to the guys that go and we ask them after the fact, what do you remember about Honor Flight? What was the most important thing about Honor Flight? What was the best thing of the day? It's not the memorial in D.C.
Really?
It's not the flight. It's not the, spending time with the guardian, which in some cases is a family member, in some cases isn't. What we get told repetitively over and over is it's the recognition for having served our country. And when we started this, that wasn't what we expected that answer to be.
Right.
And it just sort of solidifies how important this welcome home is.
Mm.
We have a great community in Southern Illinois. We know that. And we see that every time we do this. We talk to our flight crews that do this for other hubs. And I have yet to land back at Veterans Airport and not have a flight crew look at me and go, is your entire town here?
Right. You know? And we are.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. Yeah. And that's what we want to make sure happens again, because that's really what these guys take away from the day. And yeah, it's a long day. They're tired when they get home. We're all tired when we get home because we've been working all day long. Yeah. But that is so special to end the day with all of that recognition right here at home, not only from their families that are going to come out and see them, but also from the community.
Cool.
The folks that they don't know that have signs and that are showing that appreciation and waving an American flag, standing there and watching them come in. That's so special.
Well, Debbie, what do we need to do to be at this Welcome Home celebration tomorrow night?
Well, I think show up.
Yeah.
You know, come in at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when our food trucks are going to be set up. We have four that are going to be there. So you can come and eat. You can just fellowship with everyone, visit, take a look around. We're going to have merchandise available as far as the Veteran Honor Flight merchandise is going to be there. It's incredible the people that have volunteered to put this together. This is our seventh flight, and we have over 100 volunteers who come together to help make this happen. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the work that goes into it to pull it all. But what is truly incredible is the hearts and the giving that we have in this community, not just for the time that's given to put it all together, but the money. Because all of this, again, as Evan had said, the veterans don't pay for this. This is a gift to them. The community says, hey, we love you, we appreciate you, and we want to give you this gift. And the volunteers all feel the same way. I think our community all feels the same way. Come in at 5 o'clock. Enjoy some music. We have a classical guitarist that's coming in and is going to play for about 45 minutes. The joy singers are going to sing. And then we're going to have, the pledge, and we're going to have the anthem song, and then we're going to have a ceremony that begins somewhere around 7:45.
Sure.
And then the veterans will come in around 8 o'clock. We're not sure exactly what the arrival time will be, but somewhere around 8. And it's going to be just absolutely incredible. Everything's going to be outside.
Yes.
Nothing's going to be indoors. Wear a mask if you go into the terminal. That's required. And also mask outside if you're close, people you don't know. That's what we ask you to do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun time.
What about parking?
Parking is, we have some, I think we had the plenty of room. We have Rides Mass Transit, who's going to do the same thing we've done every flight. You can park at Cornerstone and Sam's Club. They'll be picking up, running about every 20 minutes.
Okay.
And they'll be going to and from. So that should help a lot. And then, of course, we have some parking on grounds. There is reserved parking for our veterans and our guardians. And, we have that selected for them, so we won't have any problems there. But the additional parking, you come in early and get what parking space is available. But for most, we're recommending that you park at Cornerstone or at Sam's Club.
They'll take you on over.
And then also at Community Faith.
Community of Faith. Yes. Pastor and Troy, hats off to you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And Rides does such a great job.
Oh, they're awesome.
They really
come
out of course, and it's very quick. So.
Well, there you go. I'll get this all up online, too. And I know folks will be sharing this on Facebook and what have you. And then follow Veterans Honor Flight on Facebook, correct?
Right. Absolutely.
Because you can see some stuff. I mean, they got the social media going, and it's just nice to see this. And it's also wonderful to bring the whole family out tomorrow. Veterans Airport, get there around 5 o'clock if you can. Full lineup of activities planned, and I'll have all this online. It's our nation's true heroes, our veterans. Boy, Debbie Hogg, Evan Youngblood, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. We'll see you there tomorrow night. It's going on with New Country Z100.